Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Beside Ourselves Podcast. I'm Danny.
Hey.
Joined as always with two sexy motherfuckers.
What? I'm a sexy motherfucker?
Sexy motherfucker.
Damn, I feel important all of a sudden. Hi, I'm Shakuna. Hi. Happy 2024, y'all.
Is it happy though? Who knows?
I mean, it's an election year.
It's kind of too early to tell, but
it's an election year. It's probably going to suck. But anyways, who are you?
I fucking forgot about that. It's not an election year for me.
Yeah, so. I know it's not.
I'm Benny. I'm Benny in the wax, I guess.
When is Trudeau up for re-election? Or wait, can he? No, he can't run again, can he?
No. So I forget. Honestly, it's something kind of like fucked happened where he kind of like forced.
How does one force an election?
I forget what happened. It's like I'm really, really bad with politics. So if any Canadians are watching and they're yelling at me through whatever stream they're watching,
they're angrily driving down the road.
I mean,
in kilometers, not miles.
Angry Canadian like politic nerds who are listening to this. It's not really in our like niche. I feel like it's kind of outside of our like key demographic. maybe. I mean, who knows? I could be wrong. Maybe like one of our listeners is up in Nunavut and screaming about like Canadian politics.
Probably.
Wait, no, Canada doesn't follow like the European one where Trudeau's child becomes the next king of Canada.
There's not a king of Canada, Dan. For the last time, there's no king of Canada.
I think something happened where he pushed forward like a notion to have an election where he didn't really need to, and it kind of like extended his run for a few more years.
So he just wins default?
No, but I think it almost you need to look it up because I'm really, really bad.
That feels like some backward ass monopoly rules or something.
You're
I mean,
really bad at politics.
No, I don't. It's kind of sad actually because I'm more invested in American politics, but more because like I work there and because
it's also a gigantic shit show as opposed to Canadian
and
politics.
It's not like the Canadian news is on our homes. Like we watch American news. Like we don't watch the Canadian news because what's gonna happen? Like a goose is gonna cross the road and. Like
listen,
which happens every single day. People always do you guys do this in America where you wait for geese to cross the road?
Oh, always. Like, always.
Yeah.
It isn't a Canadian thing. Okay.
That's a humanitarian thing.
In America, sometimes they just run them down.
That's right.
They just run them down.
Them's good eats
make
where I come
some,
from.
Geese pancakes.
geese pancakes actually sounds pretty good. Like potato pancakes, only with geese.
That's fresh off the road, man.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Benny's onto something here, Dan. Maybe we should start up a restaurant where we make goose pancakes.
No. So yeah, we're here to talk about an episode.
I guess we are instead of our failed business strategies that we have concocted in our own minds. So
2024, we're here to talk about predictions, what we think will happen in the music industry this year.
Yeah, we seem to do this every single year thus far. We've had some pretty wild predictions in the past. I don't think any of them have come true thus far or that we've predicted them accurately.
Was going to write them down because I was listening to our last year episode.
Yeah, yeah.
The only one I got to is you said Bayside was going to have a major year. That did not happen.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. they really should have though. They had two solid EPs. All they need to do is drop like a decent album, and they would have. I think they would have been set. But Anyways, so yeah, we have a list of five different predictions that we have in each, and in traditional style, I say we go round robin. We each do a prediction each until we exhaust our five, and then we say goodbye, and then we move on to the next episode. I think it's how we
I'm
do
really
it.
Hoping that I'm not gonna like double from last year because I didn't listen to last year, so I'm hoping that mine aren't like duplicates.
Well, for duplicates, it just means you're hoping it happens finally.
Right.
Last year, apparently,
that is entirely accurate. So proceed
for sure. Okay, well, are we doing a coin toss to see who goes first, or are we just going to go...
I mean, I can go first.
You want to go first?
Go for it.
All right, you should go first, Benny.
All right, so my prediction is that all the hates across the internet for a certain band's live performances is going to come to a screeching chaotic halt, and Adam Lazara is going to go insane with jealousy or hatred and quit Taking Back Sunday, and the new lead singer is going to be John Nolan.
Wow.
I'm thinking that he's going to quit. He's going to be like, hey, I can't take this anymore. The internet hates me. I, for some reason, have been going downhill and a downward spiral for my live performances, and I need out.
Yeah, he does.
It's not going to happen at all. But, I mean, I think the majority of fans who have seen them live might agree that either he needs to really step it up, or, I mean, there's never ever going to be, like, not Adam in that band, I don't think. But
probably not.
I just think something needs to change.
The last time saw them, no one did good. It wasn't just Adam.
The whole John band was just bad. Yeah, they all sound horrible. And the only time I've ever heard them sound decent this past year was when they did that surprise pop-up show in someone's backyard in New Jersey. Like, that was the only time, like...
And that was a record. Like, you didn't really... you went through, like, live either. So, I mean, it looked cool.
It looked cool. Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun. And they sounded actually decent at that point in time. I was like, all right, well, maybe we just caught them on an off day. And I was like, all right, let me go into YouTube and let me see if I can find some other performances. No, every other performance past that point was just absolute garbage.
And we've like, you know, like, talked about them kind of at length. And I mean, I'm gonna buy. Like, I bought their newest record, even though I thought it was kind of mediocre. But I mean, I'm gonna support them like no matter what. But in terms of like live performances, though, I wouldn't say no matter what, because I've like going to see them live is like a maybe to me now. Where before it was always 100%. Like no matter like where they are, I'm going.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. They're doing a tour this year too. Yeah.
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 Benny's been trying to get us to go.
Oh, that's right.
Definitely not been trying. I'm trying to convince myself to go.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to put my wife through that.
I imagine she's not much of a Taking Back Sunday fan, is she?
But no, but I did actually take her to go see Taking Back Sunday, but I believe they were playing with All American Rejects at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an awesome show. And that was like the last time I recall that they actually like sounded decent to me. But again, I think she really enjoyed All American Rejects, but she does not like Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah. The last time I saw Taking Back Sunday do a really, really good live performance. Now keep in mind, I haven't seen them as many times as you have, but the last time I saw them play a really, really good show, and I'm actually kind of upset that I didn't watch the full set because the guy I was with was like, dude, I don't want to watch this band. They suck. And I was like, ugh, all right, fine. And then we went to go put the merch. Was when Jimmy Eat World was doing their 10-year anniversary tour of Futures, and Taking Back Sunday was headline or was opening for them. And oh man, it was at I think it was at the State Theater if I remember correctly, and which is now what, the Fillmore. But anyways, yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Jimmy Eat World was absolutely amazing. Not super impressed with Taking Back Sunday. Although I will say, like I said, best performance I've seen out of the four or five times I've seen them live.
One of your predictions last year was that Jimmy Eat World was going to drop an album this year.
I know, and they didn't.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, is that going to be another round for Jacuna?
No.
I thought it might have been.
No, I was half tempted to put that in my list, but I didn't put it in my list this year because I didn't want to disappoint myself. Because
That's fair.
I'm still of the mindset that it will be their last album if and when they do release it, but I feel like it's gonna be their last one. I just don't think it's gonna be this year. I think they are, because I think if I remember correctly, they're going on a tour with Fall Out Boy, so they're gonna be busy touring pretty much all of summer and probably even into the late fall. So they're not gonna have time to go into the studio if they haven't done so already. And even if they did, they wouldn't have time to promote it if they released it this year because they'd be on tour with Fall Out Boy. So they wouldn't be able to do their own headlining tour. So I think it's going to happen next year, most likely, is when we'll see their final album release. It'll be a sad day for me, but happy that it had happened, but sad that's over.
Sure.
But anyways, Dan, you want to go next with your next prediction?
It's up to you. What do you want? What do you want to do?
Rock, paper, scissors for it? Okay, ready? One, two, three, shoot.
Oh,
ooh, no. Okay, I'll go. So this is a funny prediction for you. Taylor Swift is going to release a new album this year, you guys. This is my prediction.
Wow.
Yep. It's going to be called Taylor's Version. Swifties will automatically buy every vinyl variant of it and brag about how it's her best album ever and that somehow it speaks to their souls. Taylor will proceed to buy her own private island in the Caribbean with the album sales, and the only people allowed on and off said island are going to be her ex-boyfriends.
Oh.
There's
why would
my
she want her ex-boyfriends?
Because to write more material. Obviously.
Dude, I think you're way off on this prediction. I think Taylor will win the Super Bowl.
She might win the Super Bowl? She might. She might.
She just runs out during the Chiefs yep. game and like catches the ball and like, oh
she
my
might.
God, Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl.
She might. She
oh,
might.
Wait, she didn't check in.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, she score. Yeah, she's not. What was it? What was the term? Not qualified or whatever, or not accounted for, whatever. Yeah. Anyways, Dan, your prediction.
My prediction, because Andre 3000 is such a trendsetter, is that the classic 90s hip-hop all-stars are going to come back and do jazz fusion albums. I'm thinking Mystical, Shake Your Sax.
Nice.
Or DMX, Does Dave Brubeck. Or Bone Thugs and Hancock. That's what it was. Bone Thugs and Hancock. I feel like Ja Rule could probably do some really cool jazz fusion thing.
Probably could. It's murder.
I told you guys
come
on. How much I used to like Ja Rule. Hey, like Murder Inc.
Oh, man,
Ja Rule. I have such mixed feelings on him.
Same.
I don't hate him, but yeah, that voice can be grating.
He just thinks he thinks he was Tupac for the longest time. That's the problem. Like he went from like being like an R&B guy to thinking like that he could rap, and that was the whole thing. So like he just like idolized Tupac. And that's the reason why a lot of people in the hip hop community gave him a lot of crap for it, because he was a poser, essentially. So
I'm in high school, and then, people used to like tell me, or like I used to hear people say that he was trying to mimic like DMX with his like
DMX and Tupac, yeah. And then on top of that too, like he apparently got into like a massive beef with Eminem, and Eminem and D12 completely like just annihilated him, like through like a bunch of like not battle raps, but what do they call it? Oh God, I am just horrible tonight. Diss tracks. There we go. God, my brain is just not firing. But yeah, so much so that like Ja Rule went into hiding for a few years because like he got embarrassed that badly by Eminem and D12, which I think is amazing. So, anyways, Benny. Your number two prediction of 2024. What do you think is going to happen?
So, okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
So, I know I gave you guys some like somber news on Dan's birthday, which, I mean, it wasn't like that big of a surprise, but it kind of was, where Paramore like erased all their like social media. Like I read online that they apparently have fulfilled their contracts for their Red label, so they are effectively like free agents. I'm not sure what that means, because I mean I know like they had planned to go on the Eras tour in Europe with
yep.
Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Next year, so I don't know if that's still happening. I know they had to cancel one of their tours. One of the tour dates. I forget which it was, like an iHeartRadio event
mm-hmm.
that was supposed to happen on the 13th of this month, I believe, and they like canceled for whatever reason. I know I wouldn't think they would purposely try and like throw like a ruse to the fans, but if they're gonna make a return,
mm-hmm.
what better place to do it than Riot Fest?
Ooh.
So I think that might be a place where they might make a return. Riot Fest is after the Eras tour, I believe. So I'm not sure what the dates fall,
uh-huh.
but if the dates fall and it's possible, that's my prediction for that.
Interesting.
I read an article that said that's, and I don't know if it was a joke article or not. I actually just read the headline, but it did say that Paramore was going to basically do something like Taylor Swift, and since they don't own the rights to their older stuff, they're going to re-release everything Paramore version, like re-record all their material so they own the rights to their songs,
like Switchfoot did with their first album, the Beautiful Letdown or whatever. It was like
I feel like a lot of bands need to start following suit with Taylor. Like, look at Mest. They can't put out half their stuff because they don't own the rights. Or...
They can't, yeah. Damn record contracts. Okay. I have a very interesting one for you, and I kind of want to talk about this one because I think this might be a point of contention for all of us. But I think this is a safe one, I think. I think this year is going to be the year for Green Day. Now, hear me out. Green Day, hold on, wait, hold on, hear me out. Green Day, I saw what you were doing there. Green Day has had a lot of flops of albums over the past few years. Like Son of All Motherfuckers was a horrible album. The album prior that was not great either. I forget what the hell it was called. It was like Radio Disaster or Radio something or other. Not a great record. So bad that I don't even think I listened to either one of them and just kind of listened to and read reviews on them of how bad they were. But I think, especially given the fact that Blink has had such a really good, I would say, comeback, not necessarily
resurgence.
A resurgence now that the band proper is back together.
Yeah,
I think Green Day was taking some notes there, and I think this year is going to be the year where they make a strong comeback with this next record, which comes out in, like, I don't know, 2 months or something like that.
No, 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks? Oh, there you go. 2 weeks. So yeah, I like their new single. I think it's is it great? No, but I also didn't think the same thing about Edging either from Blink-182. I thought that was, when that song first came out, I was not impressed. But the rest of the album, for the most part, impressed me. So I think that this is going to be a year that Green Day is going to come back in a massive way. And I think that this album is going to help propel them back into the spotlight, especially given all of the negative press that they've been getting from conservative media about how, you know, they're not... how somehow they thought that they were pro-Trump, but yet were obviously have not been at all ever. So I think that is only going to help to fuel the PR machine for them. And as long as this record is borderline decent, I think they're going to have a very, very solid year.
Whoa, Green Day's releasing a political album on a year of an election? Oh, I wonder if they're going to make it big. Of course they're going to make it big, and it's going to be stupid.
You think so? Really? Why do you think it's going to be stupid?
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think American Idiot's all that good. I just think it came out at a right time when not a lot of albums were coming out about politics. I don't think it's a bad album, but I think they played off what was happening and used it to their benefit, and I think they're doing that again this year.
Wow. I mean...
I don't think American Idiot's a bad album. I think it's a little blown out of proportion by most people. It became like a Broadway play. I mean,
it did, but I mean, there's not a bad track on that record. Like I
love that record.
Yeah, it's like there's not a bad song on it. American Idiot, Jesus of Suburbia, Holiday, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Saint Jimmy, Give Me Novocaine. I fucking love Give Me Novocaine.
When's the last time you listened to it? Whole album.
The whole album? I don't know. Maybe like a year ago.
Yesterday.
And you were like, I want to listen to Green Day, or it just came on?
Banger.
No,
banger.
I actually pulled the vinyl out of my collection and actually listened to it. Yeah. No.
I mean, just my opinion. Like, I own it too. And I, like I said, I don't think it's a bad album, but I'm never like, I want to listen to American Idiot. I'm going to go to like their first four albums if I want to listen to Green Day.
That's fair. I mean, and I can respect that. I personally think that American Idiot was like the last really, really big album they had. And I think kind of everything kind of past that point kind of fizzled out. But yep. I think this is going to be the one where they turn around. I really do. I think there's a lot of potential there. And like I said, that leadoff single is pretty fucking good. So I don't know. I think there's a chance.
Wait, was this your prediction? Yeah, it was your prediction.
It's my prediction. Yeah, it was my prediction. I think this is going to be a very, very big year for Green Day.
I think it will be too. Not that I agree with it.
I think it's going to be a very big year for Green Day. Dan, what do you got for your number two prediction?
All right. So following the trend of last year that blew everyone away with Beatles being number one.
Yeah.
Like with a hit song coming out and Rolling Stones coming back with a new album.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to follow suit and we're going to get a new single from The Doors with AI generated vocals.
Nice.
I mean, obviously, with Jim Morrison not being with us anymore.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we'll get like a... Jim Morrison like hologram, he'll become a sex symbol again. Maybe Led Zeppelin will drop some album that's,
you never know, it's entirely possible. John Bonham could come back from the grave. I mean, his son's
they
drumming
use AI. I think they're gonna use AI to like fill in the gaps like dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. And like,
I mean, his son I think followed in his footsteps and is a drummer, so it's entirely possible.
No, I just think like a lot of these classic rock bands, are gonna like we're gonna see a lot of like new music using AI to fill in the dino DNA. That's what I wrote down.
That
because like the Beatles song wasn't bad. Now and Then was a pretty good song, and it made sense. I watched the little documentary. They used George Harrison's guitar from when the first time they tried to do the song. So like everyone's actually in the song. It is a little bass heavy. I wonder why Paul, but still a very good song.
Yeah, it's not so bad. It's all right. It's not my favorite Beatles song by any means.
Oh, by far no.
Yeah, actually, pop quiz for the both of you. What's your favorite Beatles song? Go, gun to your head.
Song?
Yeah, favorite Beatles song.
I mean, my first one was Eleanor Rigby, and it kind of always just stuck with me. The Revolver album All Around is like my. Well, I feel like your first Beatles album is usually your favorite Beatles album, the one that gets you into the Beatles. I don't know, unless you were really into Meet the Beatles.
No,
and you didn't. I know. I'm just saying because they evolved much better after that.
But. Yeah, very very true. Benny, what's your favorite Beatles song?
Twist and Shout, probably.
Wow, you're going back into the deep very beginning of the catalog, eh?
The cheesy Beatles
era. Beatles era. It would probably be Golden Slumber / Carry That Weight. That is the which is I think the very last song on Abbey Road. That song.
Look at Shakuna not picking a single.
Yeah, because I like the deep cuts. Anyways.
I like the deep cuts of the Beatles.
That's right. Benny, what's your I think we're moving on to your number three. What do you got for us?
So this isn't really it's kind of a prediction, but it's almost like I just want to manifest it to happen.
Okay, let's go.
So I want to see like Blink-182 again. And it'd be nice if it was in like a smaller venue, right? So I'm predicting that all the assholes who bought tickets and are going to resell them are going to take a huge hit because no one is going to want to pay like a bajillion fucking dollars for nosebleeds.
Yeah.
And the day of the show,
yeah,
every single scalper is going to like take it again. They take a massive, massive loss.
Good.
On the tickets. And I'm gonna buy tickets for all of us.
No,
because it's gonna be so. It's gonna be so. It has to be so low that we can't fucking say no to it.
So we'll just take the day off just in case.
Because I honestly,
I've already scheduled it off,
and there was no
my tickets.
What was that? Sorry,
Shakuna said he already took the day off.
I already scheduled the day off. I'm already ready to go. I'm.
Oh, fantastic! So I went online just to see because I saw a bunch of like, people like on Facebook. Like, oh yeah, I'm interested in going to this show. I'm like, are you? Because like, there's no tickets available unless you buy them secondhand.
Right. And how much are they going for?
I think the nosiest are nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The like are like I think it's like $250.
Holy shit!
And it's ridiculous because I try looking just for anything you can get. I think you get VIP. But VIP is like, I think it's like $650.
Hell no.
Or something fucking stupid, like. And so I'm hoping that. You know, here's a better prediction. I hope that, that Ticketmaster gets a soul, and all the scalpers can no longer buy tickets because somehow they stop it from happening.
No,
who knows, they'll never happen. It's a good thought though, but I think the overarching theme is I predict that there's some divine intervention between scalpers and us concert goers, and they can no longer do what they do.
Nice.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
A way around it. The Cure did it and it sucked,
which was
like you have to join a fan club, which was like,
no. Okay.
You have to be ahead of the game, and then that's how you get the tickets.
But yeah. I guess that is true, Dan. But Taylor did that. And it was fucking bonkers.
Taylor's a different beast.
Yeah, that's true. There's no way that you can stop scalpers when it comes to Taylor Swift tickets. Anything that is massively, massively popular and guaranteed to turn at least any modicum of a profit is automatically going to be looked at scalpers like at the next big thing that they get. I mean, like, look at like the Nintendo Wii back in the day when it first came out. Like, there were people that were like literally literally entering contests to hold their own urine for 20, 30, 40 hours just to get a video game console that only cost you like $200. Like, massive demand like that. Yeah.
I also remember it was kind of similar to that story, Shakuna, where remember that small, it was like the mini NES?
Yeah.
Where it was like, oh, this has like 300 games and it's all compact.
Yep.
I remember that being almost impossible to get. I'm sure now you can probably get it for fairly cheap.
You want to hear a funny story about that? Because
I want to hear it.
I bought into that hype as well, thinking like that thing was going to sell out massively quick. This is like the first week I was working my current job. Hopefully no one that works with me listens to this podcast. Fingers crossed. I had a subordinate at the time because I was like a team leader, essentially.
A subordinate?
I did, yeah. I had someone who worked underneath me who was like, he was like super young. He was like, I don't know, I want to say he was like 23, 24. He was like, hey, he's like, the NES Classic thing is coming out. It's like apparently like the coolest new thing. I can't find it anywhere online because it's like it sells out within seconds. And I was like, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to GameStop right now. We're going to go get ourselves one. He's like, no way in hell. He's like, it's impossible. Keep in mind, this is like 8 o'clock in the morning. GameStop doesn't open until like 9, right? So I'm like, no. Like, hop in my car. We're going to go over to GameStop. And we're going to see what we can find. I swear to God, we walk in there. First thing, as soon as doors open, no one waiting in line. And they had like 40 of them just like readily available. And I was like, cool. I'm like, I'll buy one. And then they're like, hey, do you want any more of these? Like, are you planning like on selling any of these like later? I'm like, I don't know, maybe, why? And like, because the Target right across the street has like, they said they have 300 of them right now and no one is waiting in line right now. It's like, I literally ran across the street and bought another one, sold it like on eBay for like $100. So I basically just like made my money back. I thought it was pretty funny.
I
didn't end up getting one of those.
Listen, man, get it where you fit in.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
I was mad because it comes with 30 games and
it
you
does.
Can mod it, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Yep.
I put like a couple same. Hundred on there. It's cool. And then when the PlayStation 1 came out, I was like, oh, I'm going to do the same thing. And I bought that. That one, you have to like solder some stuff inside to do the mod. I'm like, oh, it's so much work.
Not anymore. There's a software mod now. With a USB stick, you can now. Yep.
You just blew Dan's mind. I'm
sorry. Good, because I have it just sitting over in the corner. I'd love to put some stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Look it on YouTube. There's a software mod.
What's
now.
Cool now is like, so the Switch, like obviously has like that whole like emulator where you can like play old NES games.
Yep.
and SNES games
and N64
and Genesis and Game Boy and so everything. So
yep, which supposedly
that's
supposed
honestly
to get
my favorite. One of my favorite parts of Switch.
Supposedly we're supposed to get a Switch 2 this
Nintendo
year.
I wanted the Nintendo 64 Mini that they were teasing, but they canceled it because the Switch you can play all the Nintendo 64 games on.
Yep.
They want you to spend money on the Switch.
And allegedly, we're getting a Switch 2 announcement here in a few weeks, which means
500.
Wait, 500? What do you mean?
That's the price tag of the new Switch 2.
Fuck
what?
That.
Wait, no way.
Yeah.
You think it's gonna be $500?
Yeah.
So what is so great about Switch 2?
Well, no.
So they just upgraded it. It's got now it looks better, like all the new system stuff.
Supposedly, it's gonna be. It's supposedly in docked mode. It's gonna do 4K. It's gonna be 1080p non OLED. But there's going to be like a bunch of like quality of life improvements. It's basically going to just be like an upgrade Switch, but supposedly it will be backwards compatible with all the old Switch games. And it's basically going to be like a portable version of like a modern console with the exception of it being 4K. So
interesting.
I don't know. It should be.
I don't buy it, but I mean,
I might. It just depends on what games come along with it. But supposedly like Nintendo's already like, sent dev kits out to developers already and they already have it in their hands, but like no one's like saying anything about it, which means probably a very, very heavy NDA. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Nintendo always seems to surprise. You guys ready for my third prediction?
Yeah. Sure.
Since we're talking about concerts, I have a very, very interesting prediction for you. More of I think what might be an announcement. I think a new music festival is going to be announced at the end of this year that it's going to rival that of Riot Fest, When We Were Young, and Lollapalooza. It's just going to be called Shut Up and Take My Money. It's going to have Daft Punk and Outkast co-headlining it, and they'll play 3-hour sets. Ticket prices are going to start at... Oh, shit. It's already sold out. Never mind. There you go.
Wait, what just happened?
I said ticket prices will start at... Oh, shit. It's already sold out. Never mind.
Oh.
Oh.
I
missed that joke so hard.
Boosh. I did too. I was waiting for him to say something. I'm like, what did I miss?
I was like, wow, that joke landed.
It was a good joke. We just weren't ready for it.
Okay, how about we just cut that out and do it over again? Go ahead.
All right, ready? A new music festival is going to get announced at the end of the year that will rival that of Riot Fest, When We Were Young, and Lollapalooza. It'll be called Just Shut Up and Give Me Your Money. Daft Punk and Outkast will co-headline it and will play 3-hour sets. Ticket price will start at... Oh, shit. Never mind. It's sold up.
Then he's better than his normal laugh. Made me really laugh. Are you ready for my next prediction?
Although, just as hold on. Quick side note. I really do wish that Outkast would get back together and do a tour. Because I've never seen Outkast live, and I kicked myself every chance that I could have seen them. And... please, Andre and Big Boy, make up and please come back and just do one show in Detroit, please. Okay, I'm done now. Anyways.
My next prediction is I think Good Charlotte's going to come back this year.
Really?
I mean, I think they had a lot of fun at When We Were Young Fest. Everyone said they sounded great. They were happy. I think they're going to come out with Life Sells the Rich and Famous too, and talk about how being rich and famous is.
That they very well might. That's entirely possible.
I can see them coming back. They seem like the.
I mean, they did play When We Were Young. I mean,
yeah, and they're ones that definitely jump on a trend. Like, oh wow, all right, let's quickly get on this.
Hey man, they need money, right? I don't know. That I think that could be kind of fun. Maybe like do something with like Fall Out Boy or something like that. Or they don't. Yeah, they don't need the money, but they also. They don't mind cashing out nostalgia either, so...
Yeah, I just saw an article about him and Nicole Richie buying, like, a mansion that made fun of the Life Selling Rich is a Famous title of their album.
Is that Joe Madden or is that Benji?
I don't know. Yeah. One of them.
I don't know which one's
one. One of the Maddens buying mansions.
Benji?
Yeah, isn't it Joe Madden and then or Joel Madden?
That's their names. I don't know who's who though.
Yeah, like isn't Benji one of the guys on?
Is Benji the one that had the spikes?
I think
Joel
that is
was more clean cut.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right to me.
I think so.
Anyways,
we're right.
Just admit that we're.
I'm predicting it.
There you go. Yeah, I like that. Benny, what are you saying for your number three? Wait, no, I'm sorry, your number four.
I saw a post. Couple days ago, that dashboard was releasing or was recording new music. That's professional. So I believe that they're gonna have I don't want to see we call it a comeback year because I kind of didn't like the last couple albums. I liked, but it was almost kind of like the Take It Back Sunday like a thing where I bought them, and I listened to them. But I wasn't completely sold. So I'm predicting it's going to be like, I guess a comeback for me as a fan. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a great new album. They're going to have a great tour because I honestly miss seeing them live. They were actually the very last show that I went to before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking in my head, like during COVID, I'm like, hey, if my last concert ever was Dashboard Confessional, that's not a bad last concert ever. And I'm a huge fan of his music, so I'm hoping for a big year, a big release, and hopefully a big tour.
So you think that Dashboard is going to have the same kind of year that Green Day is going to have this year?
I can see that. Okay. But I mean, I didn't hate any of the records though.
Yeah, the last album wasn't bad. It just didn't stick.
Was that Dusk and Summer? Or wait, no, that was
no,
no. What was it? What was
Dusk and Summer's amazing.
No, I meant. But he asked me if it was his last album, and I said no. I love Dusk and Summer.
What was their last album?
Last one was called All the Truth That I Can Tell.
Oh yeah,
and it wasn't bad. It just wasn't like.
Yeah, it wasn't anything.
Oh my god!
And then there was Crooked Shadows.
Oh, Dusk and Summer's the one that has Vindicated on it. I'm sorry, my bad. I was like, wait a second. Yeah, no, that is a good album. I was like, wait a second. Is that a good album?
No, yeah, okay. I really like Dusk and Summer, and yeah. I really like the shade of A Poison Trees. It was like it's darker, but went back to acoustic.
Yeah,
I enjoyed.
No,
that
I love Dusk and Summer. Like Stolen is my wife and I's song.
I don't own anything but the So Impossible EP on vinyl, which is disappointing. Oh, that's not true. I also own, hold on, Swiss Army Romance on vinyl. But like on my wish list, I really do want to get A Mark, A Mission, A Brand, and A Scar.
Same.
I think that album's amazing.
Same.
Dusk and Summer and The Shade of a Poison Tree.
So
I care less about After the Ending, but
I have basically everything. I do have Shade of a Poison Tree.
Vinyl?
I do have those. I do have those like three EPs. So it was like the Summer Kiss EP, the So Impossible EP, and there's one. It was like the Spider-Man EP.
Yep, I have that one.
Because I think it came in like a set, and like I bought all three at the time, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was Mondo did a pressing of all
yes,
three of those at the same time.
Yep. Correct, it was Mondo.
Yep,
good fucking memory, Shakun.
See, I got like, the So Impossible.
Right up here. Anyways, yeah. Well, I got good news. I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to say like the Shade of Poison Tree. I remember like I wanted to like, complete my collection, so I went on like Discogs and paid like a. It was my first record that I bought that I'm like,
how bad was it?
I think at the time it was like 110 like pounds I think, at the time, and I think at that exchange rate I think it must have been like 150, 160. Yeah, I forget what it was, but it was pretty expensive. But and I was convinced when I got it was some bootleg. Like, this can't be fucking real.
Oh man, I would have been pissed.
But I mean, yeah. So I was kind of happy I got one too. It's nice like red, red. I guess it's not really a splatter even. It's just like transparent red, but it's good.
Nice, very nice.
It's good.
Well, since we're talking about our number four prediction, talking about records and what have you, I have some good news for you, Dan, because I think that this is going to make you very, very happy in the pants. I think this is, and I can't take complete credit for this prediction because this was I kind of borrowed this from part and parcel from some other TikTokers out there as well, but I think there's some truth to this one. So Record Store Day obviously is coming up this year, and Record Store Day has been historically really dominated by Taylor Swift. I mean, she's released a new type of single or some sort of B-side record or some sort of compilation every single year. And I think because of the fact that she's pressed so many of them, she's kind of very much similar to what Adele did and kind of like overloaded a lot of the vinyl pressing plants. So I'm thinking because of the fact that Taylor's probably going to release something again at Record Store Day this year, I'm thinking there's going to need to be more record pressing plants that are going to have to open up to meet that demand. I think, like I said, could be wrong, especially given the popularity of vinyl and just given the fever pitch that Swifties have for pretty much anything that Taylor Swift touches these days. I think we're going to see more plants opening up, and I think we're going to start to see more older and out-of-press records get repressed this year. I think we're going to see, especially given the fact that, like, last year we saw Something Corporate's Leaving Through the Window get repressed. We saw Thursday's War All the Time get repressed. Stuff that's been out-of-press for, realistically speaking, 5, 6, 7-plus years.
Sure.
I think we're going to see a lot more record-pressing plants, and I think that finally those plants are going to get back to getting to all the back catalogs of just like random artists that probably haven't gotten either a vinyl press or haven't gotten repressed in a very, very long time. I think we're going to see a really big, massive vinyl boom this year. I'm admitting that Taylor Swift is
actually having a positive impact on the music industry.
No, it's
and she's going to be
Swifties.
A catalyst
it's
to Swift. All these things be happening.
No, it's not oh, Taylor Swift. It's Swifties. It's Swifties. Get it right. Anyways. I still think that this is going to be a very, very big year for vinyl. But I think the downside to that is going to be, which is also going to be somewhat of a fault of Taylor Swift on this one as well. So it's kind of like shaking the hand, but also slapping at the same time, is that vinyl prices are going to go massively through the roof because of Taylor Swift, because she'll probably charge whatever she wants to for whatever record she presses, and people will buy it. So because of supply and demand, I think everything is going to, I think the vinyl market's going to get massively inflated this year. But the positive note is we'll get a lot of repressings of stuff that we haven't seen repressed in a very, very long time. So kind of like two in one hand, one in the other.
I mean, and I would hope that would, like, if prices go up, because they're already fucking high, and if prices go up, I mean, do you think that, I don't think that would really stop me, honestly, from buying records.
It won't stop anybody.
If I really want a record, it's not going to stop me from buying a record.
Exactly right. It's not going to stop me either.
But it might stop me from buying, like, more. Because even, like, now, like, I've been, like purposely, like, not going to the record stores and just trying. And I know it's only been, what, like, 9 days?
But yeah, how's that going for you, by the way?
But so far, so good.
Good.
It's been 9 days. I 9 days ago.
Dry January for you?
Nope.
Hi, my name's Benny, and I'm a recovering vinyl addict. Hi,
honestly,
Benny.
It's true. But I mean, I don't have as many records as you guys do, but I haven't purchased any. I've gotten some in the mail, but that doesn't count because I purchased it previous to January 1st.
Fair.
But I'm really going to try to see, like, how long I can go, because unless I really, really need it, I'm gonna try and not buy it. So I'm gonna try hard, but we'll see how long I last. I mean, I'm 9 days,
like, 9 days record good, sober,
record sober, but who knows?
There's always a chance of relapse. All right, Dan, your number four prediction.
This is gonna kind of go off yours, kind of.
Ooh, I like that.
Kinda.
Okay.
So with the growing love for retro physical media, and the growing nostalgia factor of the 90s and 2000s, early 2000s, and how single culture is a big deal, and like, so on TikTok, like, songs just get massively popular out of nowhere that have been popular.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're going to see a resurgence of hit clips.
Yes, bring it back. Bring back hit clips, please. Yes, I like it.
Sure, we only have 30 seconds, but that's what, like, everyone's attention span is anyways.
Exactly
now.
Right. Yeah, give me 30 seconds of a 30 Seconds to Mars song. There you go. There's your first hit clip right there. 30 seconds of 30 Seconds to Mars. Hey.
I also think who's going to start this resurgence is K-pop bands. They do weird packaging for all their stuff anyways.
They do. Oh, man, K-pop. Can that be a trend that dies? It's not like I hate K-pop, because I don't hate
any. It doesn't affect us.
Yeah.
It's not.
But I hear it always shows up on my For You page, and it's always like, it's an immediate.
And you must secretly love it. Secretly love it.
No, it's immediate scroll for me. But God, just.
But those are curated.
It's immediate art and then scroll. I know.
That's right. It's the accident. No, it was an accident. It was an accidental double tap. Okay, I meant to scroll.
I don't understand why they keep showing me this stuff. Heart scroll.
I thought that's how you scrolled. You double tap then.
My
scroll.
Final prediction is kind of a mixture of a couple of. I think a couple of your.
Final? This is your fourth, isn't it?
No, this is number five. Yeah, so your fifth prediction. What do you got for me, Benny?
I'm good. So it's kind of a combination of. I think it was Jacuna. A few of Jacuna's productions all mashed in the one.
Oh, I like that.
So, we all know Jacuna's love of Taylor Swift.
Love Taylor Swift.
And I guess, like, again, like, she's decently popular, right? Decently popular.
Uh-huh.
And we all know of the especially like the resurgence, especially in the past couple of years of the like, emo and we've always loved it, but it seems that it's gotten like a lot more popular, at least in some those mainstream eyes. But I feel like the next festival is going to be a Swemo festival. Okay, all right. Hear me out.
Okay.
Headlined.
Okay.
By Taylor Swift.
Of course, okay. Obviously, yes.
Of course,
obviously.
And all emo bands. So it's going to be Swift and emo. Swemo. Across the board. Again, I don't want to bring in Paramore again, but I know like Paramore, Hayley Williams, and Taylor Swift are apparently best friends.
And so, Taylor Swift idolizes Jim Adkins from Jimmy Eat World.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you did not know this? She's like a hardcore Jimmy Eat World fan. Like, so much so that she invited
Taylor or Hayley?
No, Taylor is. So much so that she invited Jim Adkins on stage with her, and they both sang in the middle together.
That sounds fantastic.
Some Taylor Swift fan you are.
So it's fine, but
because she still sucks.
Like online though, like on TikTok, there was like a whole like, I guess like, population of fans that are emos and Swift fans, and like. I think there's a couple of names for them, but Swemos is one of those names.
Swemos,
but
yeah.
There is, I think that would not only, I think that would be, first of all, that'd be a pretty awesome like festival. And I would go to that in a fucking heartbeat.
I'm sure you would. you would.
Just one show, I would fucking
go.
You
know how expensive that would be?
Yeah, it'd be massively expensive. And all of that would go to Taylor.
Money, I guess, but but I think that could actually happen, though. What was that, sorry?
Take out a loan at the bank for your Swemo ticket.
But I feel like that's that type of like show could definitely happen.
It could. Mm-hmm. It's entirely possible. Given her meteoric meteoric stardom as of right now. All right.
Just barely there.
All right. I have a really good prediction for my final one, but I don't know. Dan, do you want to give yours first and then I'll give mine?
Oh, he's building up now.
I guess so.
Okay.
So my prediction is kind of silly. The last one is just, I'm predicting my favorite albums of the year.
Whoa. I like this.
I'm predicting that I only picked bands that I know for sure should have something coming out or I'm hoping really badly. But
okay.
I have six here.
Okay.
The Distillers have something new coming out.
Ooh,
I'm going to love it.
Probably.
I love the Distillers.
As well you should.
Alkaline Trio, let's be honest. They could poop on a stick and I'd still buy it.
Ooh.
Hot.
Childish Gambino, because you have my hopes up.
I really hope that he doesn't let you down. I really don't.
If he doesn't put out an album, I'm going to come kick you in the nuts.
I had nothing to do with it.
You got my hopes up.
I don't have him on speed dial.
I do love the new Dua Lipa song, and I love Dua Lipa, so I feel like her new album's going to be on my top favorites of the year.
She's going to have she's going to have a massive year. Yeah. So, Sum 41's that record's going to be amazing already. I know.
Yeah.
That.
And then Bring Me the Horizon.
Wow.
Those are going to be in my top favorite albums of the year.
I didn't know you're a Bring Me the Horizon fan.
I own, I think, 8 of their albums.
No shit, really? Wow.
Maybe not 8. Okay. I own a lot.
Damn. Okay. Those sound like safe and solid picks.
I know. Safe? Wow.
Well,
wow.
Okay,
that was kind of like a backhand compliment.
No. I mean, it's safe in terms of like your musical taste. I think those are gonna be something that's gonna scratch all the right itches for you. I think.
And if Starting Line drops something new, I'm hoping that might.
Dude. Oh, could they please? Please, I'm begging you. Please. All right. Well, I hate to end today's show on a somber note.
Why would you do this?
I feel like we need to address the elephant in the room here, okay? I think there's going to be something really, really sad that's going to happen this year, okay? Get ready for it. Tissues out. I think something tragic is going to happen to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion when they tragically see their ultimate demise after visiting the Large Hadron Collider during their 2024 coat headlining tour. But don't shed a tear just yet, because at the end of 2024, Cardi the Stallion will be debuting her first solo album since genetically fusing their bodies together, called Invasion of Good News. The first single off their new album will be called it'll be the first single of music history to go quintuple platinum.
Okay.
There you go.
I cannot wait for this album.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be amazing.
Why don't we use AI to create this artist and these songs?
Please.
And see what happens. Not say who we are doing it. I mean, people that listen to the podcast will know it was secretly us when the song goes triple platinum.
Create me, internet, give me Cardi the Stallion. I want Cardi the Stallion.
And we want you to create this song.
That's the song I want.
I want AI to make it the best pop song ever made. And AI will do it.
Hey, my
it
prediction
might have 8 fingers, but my, it will do it.
My prediction, it goes quintuple platinum. Don't let me down, internet. Anyways, those are our 2024 predictions. I think we got some safe bets there. I think we have some risky ones, but I think ultimately, you know what? I'm going to put some money down and say they're all coming true. All this year. It's going to happen. Especially my last one. That being said, hey, Daniel, where can I find you on the internet?
You can find me at Ecto Cooler Ghost.
Yeah, you can.
Find me in the club.
In the club? Like 50 Cent in the club?
Yes.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. Actually, technically was your birthday last week. Hey, Internet, if you're listening to this podcast, make sure you go and follow Dan and go wish him a happy birthday.
Wait, well, thank you.
Yeah.
What was the name of that artist again that you made up?
Cardi the Stallion. She's going to release a new album. It's called Invasion of Good News.
Okay.
Invasion of Good News.
Yeah, because Cardi's album was called Invasion of Privacy and Megan Thee Stallion's was called Good News. Invasion of Good News. Yeah.
It's good.
You're welcome. Anyways, hey, Benny, where can I find you on the internet?
That's me.
That is you. Yeah, where can I find you?
You can find me in my house, but please don't come visit me there. Benny and the Wax on wherever you find your internet sites, whether it be the TikToks, the X's, or Twitters, or whatever the fuck. And yeah, I'll be there hanging out. You can come say hi.
And you can go to Benny's house, which is 123 Anywhere Street in Canada. Canada.
The address is actually canada.com. So if you go to that, and if you just like, hey, you just cross the border, anyone in Canada, because everyone knows my name.
Yeah, of course.
Because Canada's so small. So
everyone knows each other in Canada.
Benny. Actually, Benny and the Wax is actually my legal name. So if you ask for Benny and the Wax, a Mountie will lead you on horseback across the snowy Everglades and over the mountains of Alberta and Nunavut. And eventually lead you to an igloo.
We're going deep on this one.
And you take the slide down.
But hold on, Benny. Did they pay?
Takes you.
Did they pay the maple syrup tax first?
Well, you have to wait for that. A slide takes you to the customs office again.
Okay.
You pass through customs twice.
Yeah, of course.
The second customs is actually where you pay your maple syrup tax. So, and once you pay that, you just wait for 25 days.
25.
And I will eventually come take you to the promised land.
Damn. Okay, I feel like I need a pen and paper to jot all this down. While I'm doing that, you can find me at The Big Shakuna anywhere on the internet as well. And make sure to go to our website, which is www.bsideourselves.com, where all of our stuff is, like our playlists and ways you can listen to this podcast.
T-shirts.
And T-shirts. Of course, T-shirts.
We'll have a new T-shirt soon that's going to have geese pancakes on the cover.
Please. Please let it have geese pancakes.
Geese pancakes.
Internet, if you want geese pancakes T-shirts, I need to know now. Follow us on socials. Tell us. We will make geese pancake T-shirts. Anyways, that's our website, www.bsideourselves.com. Go check it out. And with that being said,
it's time to flip the record over.
Record.
My prediction for 2024 is I'm going to crack and make us get a new song.
Okay. sounds good. Let's do it.